Yes, I can do. Well, hello everybody. It was really just to get an idea about pesticide use in public places. I don't know if you know, but I've been trying to get some support for this, certainly within the council, and I feel that Aberfeldy would certainly it's of a good size, and it's got enough spaces that could be monitored, that we could have a trial of using other kinds of methods to help with weed suppression rather than what's used at present by PKC, which is something called GALAB. It's a glyphosate-based herbicide. And some of you will probably know it's under review at the moment. Well, it will be under review, sorry, next year, 2022, by the EU, but to see to talk about its continued use, because there's quite a body of opinion that says that it shouldn't be used apart from where really necessary, for example, with invasive species in certain cases, but to use it in public amenity places like school playground, public park. It's toxic for wildlife, it affects dogs and so on. And my heart sinks when I see the man on the with the spray on his back, and then a sort of day later I see huge swathes of yellowing grass and weeds. And I think especially as there are alternatives, and one of the arguments has been that it's an effective and economic way of getting rid of weeds. And certainly as the public like to see things looking reasonably, as if they're kept, as if they're managed, rather than just let run wild. But there's various ways of dealing with that. And I just wanted to sound people out about it. I mean, I know it's a particular kind of hobby horse of mine, but I'm not sure how people w you whether you think it's a good idea to keep pursuing it, in the town. And just any questions or thoughts that you might have.
Have you spoken to Perth and Kinross Council?
Yes, I have, and I spoke to. I was hoping to have a meeting. I did have an email back from Councillor Williamson, and was hoping to have a meeting. I'd spoken to Peter Marshall, and was hoping that some of the Environment Committee would sort of take it on, or a question could be raised about it. But so far, haven't had any. I have heard back from them, but nothing's been followed through. Tayside biodiversity team had arranged a series of talks last month and the month before about alternatives to public amenity space, wildflower sites, keeping some of the verges as they did in Victoria Park last spring, until the wildflowers had been and then died back before they mowed them. But nothing has happened definitely. There's not been a sort of PKC directive saying we're going to try and look at phasing out glyphosate-based weed killer. And maybe it's just people think, well, it's at the moment it's something that we have to not put up with, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just me that's getting kind of hot under the collar about it. That's why I wanted to get opinions from other people.
Okay, so let's ask the crowd. I see Xander with a hand up here.
Thanks, Victor. And Thanks, mate, for raising it. I'm fully agreed with you on that. I don't think we should be using weed killer. I was brought up for years under my mum not to use weed killer, so to me it's quite an alien concept, really. But I had hoped that one of the people on the Environment Committee would pick this up, because I'm not on the Environment Committee. Hands full on other things. However, in the absence of someone on the Environment Committee picking it up, perhaps maybe you and I could work on some wording for a motion that I could take to full council. Since I'm not on the Environment Committee, I can't take it to the Environment Committee, right. But I could take it to full council. I could seek someone else to second that as a way of proceeding with this and as a longer term thing. I don't know enough about council policy. Again, I'm not on the Environment Committee, I don't know enough about the council policy as to whether there are any plans in place. So I think there needs to be, if we could look at some wording for it, I can run that past relevant people.
Yep, thank you.
Any other contributors?
Well, I'm very much into this as well, actually.
Greatly.
I get really cross when I see the little man as well, because he does it right along the edge of my garden, and often some of my flowers get a little splash from it. So yeah, I'm very much with you on that, Mary. Well done for bringing it up.
Any more contributions?
Do you feel it's something that the town as a community would look at? Do you think there'd be enough support for looking at it in throughout the town?
So I feel that, I mean, this is something I use when in my.
I know you do, Victor. I know we've spoken about it.
My view is that it is. Well, some people don't like it. It is more benign than some of the alternatives. If you do away with chemicals completely, then you're dealing with other methods of, you either want a change of culture, which is possible, or you're looking for other techniques. So wildflower meadows and all this type of stuff is fine, but there's effort required to maintain them as well, and certainly more expensive. Although the outcome can be very good. The alternative is just to go for a change of culture, and the change of culture is for people just to be a bit more relaxed about, wild vegetation growing. So I've been in Eastern European cities where, the grass is growing knee high during the middle of summertime. And actually, when you first see it, it thinks, oh, that's not, you think there's something wrong. But when you look more closely at it, then obviously there's things going on there. And it is actually quite interesting to see that. It can be a problem if it gets filled up with rubbish and all the rest of it, then, obviously that, or people trample it down, it looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
But, it may well be that, to me, the key thing would be a change of culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect there are places in Aberfeldy where, it probably is relevant. I suspect there's an overuse of chemicals. I see them sprayed myself in places where I think, well, that's probably not necessary.
Mm-hmm.
They're only doing it because they've done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as if we have too much grass in Aberfeldy. No, it's a fairly modest resource that we do have. And we have wild areas like, the North Meadow and things that just do the thing. People tolerate a certain amount of weeds and what have you. So it is possible to achieve, and there's obviously a few people here this evening are supportive of it.
Good.
I see Bill coming in.
I'm going back 30, 35 years, and I used, with my late wife, to have some selected verges that were all selected to not be cut before, I think, the end of August. That's one way of doing it. One of the downsides, however, and this comes back to Victor's comment on culture, is that we are probably the world's worst for litter.
Mm-hmm.
And if a verge is unkempt, it may be rich in wildflowers, but it attracts litter louts.
Mm-hmm.
And they dump more litter. They don't dump it in the middle of a pristine mown surface. So I wish you luck, but...
I think you've obviously got some support here from Xander. You know, I think there'll be people on the community council who are, it's I think that we should float.
We should float it. Good.
And we can we can tease it out a bit.
Yep. Thank you.
So, so Xander's obviously volunteered to do something for you. Mm-hmm. If you see, we can maybe look at putting up something on Facebook or whatever and getting the discussion started.
That sounds good. That would be great, Victor. Yeah.
If it does create a little bit of a debate or even an argument, well, that's probably a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good.
Are there any other views? So we'd leave it at that.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Okay, no problem.